Today on the Main Street Beat, we are joined by Max Schaefer, the director for Main Street Lorraine, to talk about all the things that are happening in Lorraine. And coincidentally, Max, this is a busy week for the folks in Lorraine, right? Up and down Main Street.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Bruce, for having me. The biggest thing that we have going on this week that I think a lot of people are already aware of is our International Festival, the return after 2 years from COVID, taking a break on it. This is the first year that we've had the International Festival back in Lorraine at Black River Landing. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, it brings attention to Lorraine. People maybe have not been down there. Of course, they had the Rockin' on the River, which is another one that started up again. So there is a little bit of that buzz that's been taking place. But you guys have the block parties that you do on your first Friday. How have those been working out for you? Weather permitting, right?
Yes. Those have been great. So we did have to reschedule our first one for the week after, which is kind of the our usual plan. We love having them on the first Friday of every month from May through September, but if there is inclement weather, we have it the following Friday. But we've had two so far, and they have been fantastic. Each one has had more and more people coming, right? It kind of builds as summer goes. And it's just a great time to explore downtown Lorraine. Grab a bite to eat. We have live music. We have local art vendors, craft vendors. We have our Dora District in downtown Lorraine, which a lot of people still don't know about. And so you can actually take a adult beverage to go and walk around our downtown with it as you go shopping, which is really cool. So those have been great. Our next one is July 1st from 4 to 7 p.m., and that is on Broadway in downtown Lorraine, kind of in between the two large arches that we have in downtown now.
Well, that July 1st then is a good way to sort of kick off that whole July 4th weekend, with July 4th showing up on a Monday. A lot of folks are looking for some fun and entertainment and exciting things to do. I also like the fact that you kind of shove in a little mini sweep in between there, right? You want people to help clean up a little bit. So you take that the Lorraine beautiful thing and kind of just remind people, it's best for us to kind of keep things clean, and it's better for everybody.
Well, yeah, that's really important to us as Main Street Lorraine and as a neighborhood and community development organization, right? I mean, we want to make sure that downtown Lorraine is vibrant, that it is welcoming to people, whether it's their first time visiting in years, first time ever, or they're, regular patrons and supporters of our small businesses. We want to make sure that our downtown is clean and exciting. So the third Saturday of each month, just for 1 hour, we meet at the United Way at 11 a.m., and we mulch tree beds, we water our flower pots, we pick up trash and debris. It is a great opportunity to get to know your fellow citizens, to get to know Main Street Lorraine a little bit better, and give back to your community. So, yeah, that's also a big program. We do that every month from April through October. So we have plenty of opportunities to give back. And, again, it's just 1 hour, right? We're not asking for a lot, but it is, a great opportunity.
Well, it's easier to clean up in little doses than to look at a big pile and think, I don't even know where we could start. And sometimes you have to deal with that with places where you want to make sure that it has the beauty and people can, because, you see trash somewhere, it kind of has a different mentality that people put in their mind. What other things are going on with the Main Street, Lorraine? You've been a part of it now for, about a year now or so?
Year anniversary of working as the executive director just passed about a month or so ago. So it has been a very busy year. We've been working on a lot. We have a lot of partnerships, right? Summer Market is coming up in July, which we are extremely excited about. They are a fantastic partner of ours. That's happening on July 22nd and 23rd at Black River Landing. And if you've never been before, definitely take the opportunity. It's a free event. There are over 100 vendors from all across the region. A lot of cool arts and crafts, a lot of vintage decor for your home or garden. And they just have amazing food and drink, again, from all across Ohio and the Great Lakes region. People are coming that weekend to explore Black River Landing. And then another really cool partnership that I'm excited about it's our second year of doing it, Bruce, is Shakespeare in the Park. It's in conjunction with the Cleveland Shakespeare Festival. We're the only location in Lorain County that has this, and we do two performances, theatrical performances outdoors for free for people to attend. And so July 9th, Saturday, July 9th, we are doing Hamlet at Black River Landing at 7 p.m. Again, it's free. Bring your chairs, bring a picnic basket and blanket to set up. It's a free performance by professional actors at Black River Landing. And then July 31st, we're doing Learned Ladies, which is by Molière, not Shakespeare, but kind of the famous French playwright. And again, 7 p.m., July 31st, that's Learned Ladies. Two amazing performances for free for the community that Main Street Lorain partners with Black River Landing, the Port Authority, and Cleveland Shakespeare Festival. So we have a lot of stuff going on in downtown Lorain beyond just our, you know, resurgence of local restaurants and shops there that are, you know, still popping up. There's five buildings right now going over complete renovations and rehauls to be opened up, you know, within this year, next year as shops, restaurants. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah, that's great to see. And sometimes it builds momentum, right? Somebody sees somebody else doing something and then other developers or people think, oh, there's an interest in here. Why, you know, maybe I need to be a part of it. So there is kind of a little bit of a snowball effect that comes onto that. How do you get people involved in your Main Street Lorain memberships and people like that?
Yeah, so we do accept individual and family memberships. Our application for that is on an annual basis, right? You renew annually. That's on our website, mainstreetlorainohio.org. We also ask that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram if you have those social media platforms. We're always posting opportunities to help out with our mini sweeps, different events that we have going on this Wednesday. Actually, we have I talked about our Dora district, our outdoor refreshment area. We're having an Explore the Dora event to show folks how to really utilize that, right? To, you know, stop in a bar, maybe grab a beer or a mixed drink, and then go shopping in downtown Lorain. So we have that organized event happening this Wednesday at 5 p.m. So that kind of stuff gets posted on our website, on our social media. And yeah, every once in a while, you'll see a fundraiser on there too. That definitely helps out. We're a small nonprofit and have a lot of amazing volunteers. And so any bit, whether you're donating your time or your money, you know, to our organization is very helpful to us. So we appreciate the follow. We appreciate the support. If you shoot us a message on social media, we'll get you on our email list, and you'll see newsletters every month. So lots of great opportunities to help out.